Just go around and have the members of the, like, call the meeting to order at 7:03. And then I would ask our members to introduce themselves and state any qualifications, professional qualifications that you may have. So, Jim, you want to, I'll start. I'm Ross Lally, Chair of the Inland Wetlands Commission. No relevant professional qualifications, such as engineer or whatever.
Lorsch, Brookfield Road. I have a civil engineer, retired civil engineer.
Diane DiNunzio, and I have no relevant qualifications, professional anyways, and I just enjoy working with the Inland Wetlands Committee and Commission. And Jack, and this is Jack.
Then I will invite any public comments. Actually, let's do the approval of the agenda. I have a motion to approve the agenda as is.
I move to approve it.
So I have a motion made by Diane,
Second by Jim.
second by Jim. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So motion passes. And then let's do public comment. If there's anybody here from the public who has any, comment to make. And I am looking and I am not seeing any public comments. So let us continue on to approval of the minutes for our July 22nd regular meeting.
I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
So we have a motion to approve the minutes as is, do we? And we have a second. So any further discussion or any discussion? And then seeing no further discussion, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, abstentions, the motion passes unanimously by all members present. So let's go on to item four on our list, which is old business. And this is IW 2511, Town of Bolton, and for 87 Brandy Street, removal of headwall and installation of catch basin and drainage pipe.
Yes. So this is just to remind everybody a town project, a town drainage project. I will share my screen with the packet so that everybody could see. So the commission last time, this is just to remind everybody, this is a drainage project on Brandy Street. It's going to be draining from this area over across the road under. Removing a headwall, installing a catch basin, and then piping that water about 250 linear feet down to this farm pond on the Barger, or I suppose it's the Farm Trust property. So, yeah, the commission had some additional requests last time. So, Joe fulfilled those, our town engineer. So, I know he's on here tonight. Joe, do you want to add anything?
I just to kind of summarize what was added since the last one, I've shown straw bales at locations across perpendicular to the placement of the drainage pipe. We've changed to, I decided to put a preformed scour hole in at the bottom, which will give a little bit of a pocket there to remove silt if need be. A storm drainage pipe trench section. And I've also added erosion sediment control notes, general notes with a construction sequence and a project narrative.
Okay, because I know that that was some of the stuff that we had asked for, and I'm looking at some material Michael had sent me beforehand. He just wanted to make sure we included the details for the sedimentation. And I think he also wanted to know the calculations used to cover the for the discharge, which I see you have here. And he was also interested in the amount of cover that was going to be put over the pipes, just to make sure that there wouldn't be any issues with any farm equipment that might be driven over them, because this is intended to be an active farm. So if we could go through and make sure that we're addressing those issues, Joe.
Yeah, our general our pipe trench section shows a minimum 1 foot of cover over top, and then from there it's common fill on top of that, so we will achieve that. We do, like I say, I pre-placed the scour pad or preformed scour hole based on DOT regulations. Sizing is there actually my minimum calculation for minimum sizing. We've actually made it larger just to fit the area that's there. And we've added straw bales across the various locations coming down along the pipe.
Do we cover like the installation of those? Those are just going to be, how are they going to be
They'll be
installed?
staked. Two
Staked.
stakes per bale.
Okay. And that's shown in the detail or in the narration?
It should be in the narrative there. Yes.
Roll to anything different, just let me know.
Now I'm just looking through my own copy of the plans just to make sure we're covered. Protection. Okay, I see the hay bales there. Details are covered there. We have your calculations for flow and sizing. And I see that did cover, like you said, the preformed scour hole. And let's see. When do you plan to do the work?
As soon as possible.
Oh,
Up
so
to,
as soon as you get the permit, then basically.
yeah, because it right now we have, before a tropical storm comes chugging up the coast, we can get this done while it's very dry in there right now, and it's a perfect time to do it.
Okay. Jim or Diane, any questions for Joe?
No.
Who's going to be maintaining, cleaning out the sump in the catch basin?
It will be all town facilities. It's going to be an easement granted to the town.
Is the town going to add it to a list or something else so it goes for annual cleaning or anything else? How is
Yes,
it
it
restricted?
will. Yes. Yeah, it'll be on their catch basin cleaning for MS4.
Okay, good.
And again, as you said, there's an easement on this. So should there be maintenance needs, then that's all taken care of. You do have the access then
Yes.
to do the work.
As I stated earlier, the easement will come after this is placed, just so we may need to do some minor adjustments in the field, and I want to make sure that this is completely centered on the easement. So we will field locate with survey the pipe, and then we'll set up the easement after that
Okay.
with Rich Barger.
So then if there's any deviations as you go along with this, we'd want Alyssa to be checking in
Yes.
on this, so that if there's a significant deviation, because you find a huge rock or something under there that was not identified, that would affect the pitch of it, say for example, that's the kind of thing that you'd be working through, and if needed, come back to us.
And as town engineer, I'll be overseeing the construction of this.
Okay. Diane, questions for Joe?
No.
Next, it looks like the questions that the commission had, have been answered, Joe.
Yes.
Alyssa, any other observations, thoughts?
Nope, not at all.
Then I would entertain a motion to approve this permit with the work to be performed in accordance with, you know, the plan of record here, which is, what's the date on this thing? I'm looking, what's the date of this plan?
Dated March 2025 with a revision date for IWC comments of July 29th, 2025. Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A second.
So motion made by Jim, seconded by Diane. Any further discussion? Then I say all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes unanimously by all voting members present.
Lots of luck. Hope the weather holds out.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks,
thank
Ross.
You.
Bye.
Good night.
Then we can
move
on to our next agenda item, which is now into the new business, which is the IW25-12 Noah, I forget how to pronounce your last name.
It's pronounced Ludek.
Ludek?
Yes.
It was 44 Notch Road, removal of invasive plant species and restore area with local grasses and or ground cover vegetation. I'm going to recuse myself, Noah, since you're my neighbor across the street. And I will keep my mouth shut. We don't have our vice chair here. So Jim, if you could sort of cover any discussion on this, you know, and ask any questions.
So we don't reach a quorum?
No, you have a quorum because we're here present. There's three of us here present. I'm just recusing myself. So any members who are able to participate in the discussion can do so and can vote. If
so
needed.
With a vote of two members for this project, would that?
Well, you're not going to vote tonight anyway, but it would be, it's legal because we do have the, you know, the quorum of three, because there's six, ideally six members on the commission. We're one short. We have one member is absent and we have we are missing one member and we have two other members who are not here tonight. So we do have the quorum of three as prescribed by the town charter. And
yeah, I was just asking if you wanted to make this an agent permit, we wouldn't be able to vote on it tonight because we wouldn't have a quorum for this permit in particular.
So we wouldn't be able to vote on it.
Okay. So
to make it an agent permit. So once you guys discuss, I'll keep my mouth shut. And then whatever you wanted to, well, you do have a quorum. So you could vote on it with two if you wanted to delegate it.
Could
because
they?
We do have the quorum here, and if all the voting members present said yes, then that would be acceptable.
But you reclused yourself, so would you be able to vote on that?
No, I'm not a voting member. I'm saying there's two people present, and you guys could decide.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, basically what Ross said already kind of explains it. This is just going to be the removal of some particularly aggressive invasive species on this property, which is 44 Notch, and replacing it with native low-growing perennials. It's this area that's shown within the sort of shaded blue section is the area that he would be working within. And then there's a perennial stream also that goes right through here. And I believe, Noah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's a water course maybe this way as well.
Yes, there is along the upper blue line and the blue line on the right. There is a water course.
How will you be removing these invasives?
My plan is to cut as much as I can by hand and then stumping out the very persistent plants like forsythia. If I can't really get a handle on doing that in a fast enough scope. I do want to try to maybe get an excavator in here.
Would the excavator just be loosening things up? And then what do you do with the stumps? How big are these stumps?
It's stumps of forsythia. There's so it's very thin vine type stump. And then the largest freestanding object is about 4 inches in diameter. So there's not I'm not trying to disturb the soil in much.
Yeah, forsythia is just a shrub, so it would just be shrub stumps. We're not talking big tree stumps here.
So what do you do with the stumps after you remove them?
I'm going to probably pile them, or if I have to dumpster them, I have to dumpster them.
Where would you pile? Where are you going to move this stuff to?
It'd be off of that picture, but it would be to the kind of the south of my shed. So it's hard to see on in that. Yeah, it'd be off those pictures, but yeah, off to that south end of that shed in the. There you go. That area.
It also, I don't know if it would be enough. It's probably not enough woody material, but you could consider grinding them, and you can actually place them on the disturbed area as like stump grindings to kind of secure the soil. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you going to like cut the stuff down with a brush hog and then just remove the bigger stumps? I mean, it's still a little vague on what your how your mode, how you're going to do this.
Okay. The stumps aren't very large because it's a very vine-based plant. A lot of it can be removed with a pickaxe, and the brush itself I can cut low with either a chainsaw, a handsaw. There's just a large area that needs to be removed.
Sounds like a big job to do by hand.
Yes, I have to stick within my budget.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Alyssa monitoring this, delegating it to her and have her just monitor the work. Again, I'm hoping that there's not a big disturbance like with an excavator or something turning things up and everything else. Because you go to carry the stuff from where you cut it to the south of your shed there, it's a pretty good distance. And you could end up mucking things up or tracking things up as you went along, as you did it. So it'd be nice if it was kept to a minimum.
Okay.
I would think a good way to do it, going with a brush hog and just whack it all down. And then maybe see what comes up, and then depending on what comes up, then spot, pull up the stuff that returns in the future. And I again, this is something I think Alyssa can oversee. Just let her know as you're progressing, and she can look in on it. I think it's something that we could delegate to her without a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. This is pretty straightforward. It's just
just a lot of manual work.
Yeah. Yes.
And we already discussed throwing in staking down some wattles in the sloped area that goes down near the stream. So that I'm also happy to oversee.
You can try not to disturb things too awful much. Are we going to put a silt fence in on the bottom of this at all, along the stream or anything, to, in case there is some erosion or something washing down there?
I think the wattle will be better, just looking at the topography, because it is pretty, it's rocky, so it might be hard to get a silt fence in.
Yeah, there's an elevation map in those images. There is some very sloped terrain in this, so I do not want to disturb the underlying soil to harm the water course. So I am looking to actively protect it, but there's a lot of brush that I have to cut just to get to the water course before I can protect it.
Yeah, so you're not like grubbing up the soil, you're just kind of cutting stuff on the surface. So the kind of first layer of soil, of leaf litter and such, is going to stay intact for the most part, it sounds like.
Essentially.
Yeah. And then, yeah, if need be, we can throw wattles down if we're seeing some sediment movement. If the commission is agreeable to that.
Well, yeah, very much. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if we need do we need to delegate this to Alyssa or just tell him to go ahead carefully and keep Alyssa informed and have her watch what's going on.
I just noticed that David Lynn joined. David, were you here for the discussion?
I on this section, yeah. I heard the beginning of this. Yep. I don't know if I got all of it, but
yeah, like I said, I'm still chairing the meeting. I'm not going to participate or may say any comments about it, but the only thing I would feel is better if we just delegated it officially to Alyssa.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's reasonable, yeah.
If that's the way the folks feel like going with it.
So moved.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I have a motion by Jim and a second by Diane. Did you make a second, Diane?
I will, yeah. I'll second.
Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 David, did you say aye?
Yes, aye.
Okay, then it is, and I'm going to abstain. So it is 3-4-1 abstention and no nays. So it is delegated to Alyssa.
I'll work directly with you, Noah. I'll have that permit to you by Friday this week.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank
you. Lots of luck. Hope the weather holds out for you.
Yeah. Too. Me too.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we can continue on to Inland Wetlands 25-14, Ronald Bisson, 139 Vernon Road, cut and remove select tree stumps and scrub to create a view corridor.
Yes, so this is going to be... Apologies, did someone say something?
No, I was just letting you know I'm here, I'm listening.
Oh, yes, perfect, thank you. So, yeah, this is 139 Vernon Road. I can't tell if I'm on the right. Let me stop sharing. So, yeah, this is a lakeside property. They're looking to remove select trees, not all of them, but some of them to create a view corridor along the water. So I'm just looking for my map here. Okay.
How big are the trees?
The extremely large ones are going to be staying. They're going to be tagged. I can have Alyssa come out and take a look again, but I'll tag them which ones are staying, what's going to be leaving. There's nothing normally there, within the wetlands. There's I'll say nothing bigger than 15 inch around.
Wow.
Yeah. 15 inch.
Well, there's a big pine, you know, that they want the pine out. And But there's three or four large oaks that are going to be staying, a large beech that's going to be staying, and a lot of scrub, you know, underbrush. But we'll be pulling the stumps with an excavator. We'll put silt fence down if need be, or the water logs or whatever the commission suggests we'll agree.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of the larger, more significant trees are going to stay. And then mostly just the undergrowth and scrub is going to be removed to create a view corridor.
Alyssa, have you looked at this?
I have, yep. I've been on property as well, because we had a septic project here probably 8 months ago or so.
Okay. So you can bring the excavator in to pull stumps and everything else. It sounds like we're disturbing things pretty good. And do you have an idea of the fence he wants to use?
Excuse me?
I was asking Alyssa if she had a recommendation on silt fence or whatever, what kind of protection we could put in there to protect the lake.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we talked about it. Ron came in and we talked through. So yeah, silt fence, or if there's too much ledge in the area, because it is lakeside, then we can stake down bales and or wattles as well. But yeah, there's definitely going to have to be something on the backside where the work is occurring, because it is right on the lake.
So the tree removed basically a spreader evenly, roughly through this work area, or are they right on the water, or is there anything in terms of their location that we should be aware of?
Ron, could you answer that?
One more time, I didn't quite.
No, just curious. Look, I'm looking at the picture of the work area, and I was just wondering about the trees that are going to be removed. Are they kind of spread throughout the work area? Are they near the edge? Are they near the water? Or is there anything we should know about?
Most of them are, I'm going to say, 10 to 15, 10 feet in from the actual water area.
Okay.
You know, so there should be plenty of room to install the hay bales or the noodles, whatever they want. And this work would be happening approximately November. So I suggested that we will hydroseed, you know, we will topsoil hydroseed, and I will straw again over everything because of the time of year, you know, the germination will be compromised a little bit.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So are you waiting till November because they draw the lake down?
Yes. So I'm kind of, two things. I mean, my work schedule were kind of booked up until then. And I would like, if they, you know, draw the lake down, then we can protect it even better. If need be, we can put some stuff on the inside of the lake also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you basically would be able to put sedimentation controls down below what is the current water line. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes. So it's kind of, we built stone wall, we repair stone wall. So the same practices kind of you would use as far as, you know, like if we're working on the edge of the lake to do the stone wall. So a lot of times we'll put like a silt fence type thing material on the ground with hay bales on top of it. And we can put a piece of plywood on top of that, with a piece of plastic, so that none of the, you know, oils or anything that would, you know, get spilled or leaked or whatever, if there was any kind of breakage in a hose or something, everything would be contained.
Would it be wise to label trees and have your actual
scope, yes,
better defined, so we know how much and where this stuff is you're going to be removing here, and maybe lay out a good location for, or discuss a location for the silt fence or wattles, or where they're going to be in there? It seems kind of open-ended here a little bit. I think I'd like to have it more defined.
Yeah, because we had another challenging lot a little for, you know, at a different location on Vernon Road, and they were much more clear about which trees were going out, which ones were staying, and, you know, where the erosion controls. It's just a very sensitive area around the lake, both from an environmental perspective and also just the politics of, you know, doing any work around the lake. So I think it, you know, behooves, you know, the applicant is, you know, as well as this commission to make sure that we've, you know, have things clearly delineated on here. So I'm looking at this, and I know you had said that you thought that the trees were more than 10 or 15 feet from the edge of the water. And I'm looking at the photo, and some of those, you know, tree trunks there that are look like they're of a good size look closer than 10 or 15 feet from the water. So I agreeing with you, Jim, that I think it needs to be more clearly delineated on here exactly, you know, what's coming out, what's staying, where are the sedimentation controls, and also maybe, you know, construction sequence or anything, like if there's stuff going to be stockpiled, you know, temporarily after you pull it out, where's that going to be and so forth.
So there is actually a pretty good, this is kind of a deceiving picture. It's not what it really looks like on site. There is a pretty good slope down this way. So like probably around here-ish, it starts to sort of gently slope, and then it gets like more and more rocky down there as it gets to the high water line. So
we need to see that.
Yeah, so I think it may be a good idea for Ron, if you wanted to tag the trees, and then I could go out there and take some photos for the commission, and then we could throw a line down on the plan that states where the silt fence or wattles will be. I think that may be a good idea.
Well, I think you want this where the silt fence and wattles will be and any of the significant trees that are staying and coming out. Because that's what we've asked for, similar work being done close to some place where there's a slope involved. So I don't think we're asking anything that we haven't asked other applicants.
No, certainly not. But on the plan, I don't know if we'll be able to specifically select what trees are staying and going. I think that would be, I'll go to the site and take pictures of the tag trees. So that,
well, if they're large trees, for example, I heard him say there's a significant pine tree or something. If you're talking something that's like a foot or two in diameter, chest high, I don't know what you mean. So I'm agreeing with Jim that I don't know really what's coming or what's going to be free, completely cleared of trees, where something's staying. I really have no idea, which makes it hard to, it makes it hard, one, for me to say whether or not we should approve it, and two, if there's any, say there were a legal challenge or something in the future, what, you know, either, you know, by any party, what is there that clearly defined what was supposed to happen that, you know, that the commission approved, you know, for both the protection of the town as well as the protection of the applicant.
Okay, so on the plans, you want marked the major trees that are staying or going?
That's my thought, Jim and Dave and Diane, because we've asked this in other places.
Yes, we have. We've asked for trees to be marked before.
So we'll mark the major trees, and then that, and then also where ENS controls will be. And then that also sort of takes care of the general, this, like the whether there's going to be more taken out of the middle or the edges.
Yeah,
so right.
That should
right.
cover all of it.
Yep.
Is he going to be dragging the trees up the slope away from the lake then as you cut them?
Yeah. We will have a truck on site to stump all the tree, you know, all the tree work will be, you know, the trees will be cut, chipped, all the logs will be taken away, all the stumps will be taken off site, you know, with trucks.
Yeah, I think a little more detail on what you're going to do is necessary.
Because that might be something good to put in a narrative someplace here that, you know, trees will be removed as they're cut down. They will be hauled off the property, you know, that type of thing. So that if we suddenly start seeing things piled up on the property and that's not in the plan, then we mm-hmm. can have a little chat about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, Ron, I'll be in contact with you probably early next week.
Sure.
And see when you can go out and mark those trees so that I can take a look and we can get them.
I'll get them all marked this week. Okay. And then whenever you want to come out, you just let me know, and then this way they'll be all marked for you.
Great. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
No problem.
So the applicant is making up a little plan himself to show what he's going to do and everything else, rather than putting it all on a list to tell him what he
ordered. Oh yeah, he's doing. I'm not sorry. Yeah, if that was confusing. No, I won't be doing the
plan. No.
I just say we because we're going to be kind of working together. But no, yeah, the applicant will do the plan with the marked trees and EMS. Yep.
He can discuss it with you. You understand what's going on.
Right.
It should be shown in a plan that he presents to the commission.
Correct.
Yeah, because we want to avoid designing it for the applicant. We want to the applicant design.
Yeah, that was not.
With suggestions and guidance.
Right.
What?
Okay, so this is going to get postponed until next month.
Well, we couldn't vote. We can't take action this month anyway. Because of the state timelines for review and taking action after date of receipt. So this will have to wait till the next meeting anyway. The only one that we could, take action on tonight was if we chose to delegate it to the agent. But this is, I don't feel comfortable delegating this. I don't know what the rest of the folks think.
Not enough information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Jim.
Yeah, I'll go along with that too.
Vicinity to wetlands too. I think it is a bit too close to be.
Yeah, it's considering you're actually going to be putting sedimentation controls on what would be below the water line at a later date. I don't feel comfortable delegating this.
Hey, one other thing, okay. The previous picture that you showed the town line going through this, and I'm sure that's not an issue. But on that presentation, where is the? Is it? Where are these trees? It is lower right. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Everything is on the bolt. Everything is on the bolt inside.
Right. Okay.
That we're looking to do the work.
Down in there. Okay.
That gotcha. Actually brings up a question. Do we notify Vernon in this case?
We do. Definitely. Yes, I will.
Because they need to be notified so they can have comment because the work is, right next to the town line.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forget the number. I think it's within 500 feet, maybe. We got to notify Vernon.
I think so. It's either right? Three or okay. Five. And either this, way, we're within it.
Yeah, we're way closer than that.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you've got any questions, feel free to reach out to Alyssa, sooner rather than later, so that hopefully we'll have this all put together so that we can act on it at our next meeting in September.
Okay.
I'll be in contact, Ron.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
Bye bye.
Then let's go on to IW 25-13, Jordan Knight at 51 Loomis Road. And it is new construction of a two-family dwelling.
Correct. So, yeah, this is 51 Loomis. So Loomis Road is up here. We have Hebron Road down here. This is the lot that's on the corner of those two roads. We have a proposed four-bedroom duplex. And then on this plan, we have the septic area, reserve septic, and there's wetlands present. Both, can everybody see my cursor? I didn't ask that. Can you see the green cursor? Okay, so there's wetlands over here on the property as well as down here on the
property. This is right in that corner there, then. That's currently nothing in there.
Correct. Yep. Currently, it's just a wooded lot. So.
Yep, and that's across from Pease Farm, correct? I'm just trying to. That's why I just wanted to make sure that I placed this.
Correct.
Pease is north of here, I believe.
Yes, there's a house on the corner, both Loomis and Hebron. This would be north of that, and then that's just cut out of Pease Farm. So the rest of it would be. Kind of north of that, but just not that immediate corner. There's like a 1 acre lot with a house on it on that corner. Mm-hmm. Just across the street from that stockpile area.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the rest of that corner, the north of Loomis Road is Pease Farm.
Yeah. So Pease is basically just up here. There's like one lot between them. Yep. So, yeah. So there are wetlands flags on this site. I went out there today and I will say they're very conservative. I found wetlands that were actually probably 25 feet further south of these flags that were on there. On the eastern side of the property, these flags were more accurate, but this sort of southern side of the property, the flags were quite conservative. So we actually more than likely have some extra space here from the wetlands, but regardless, there's not going to be work taking place within them.
So clarify for me, which way would you move the lines for the wetlands? Would you move them towards the proposed building or away?
Away from. So I think there's actually more buildable space here than these wetlands flags show.
So then my question is, that is your professional opinion, but that's not what is shown on the plan.
That's correct. And it wouldn't really affect anything because we're not in the wetlands anyway. It's just okay. To tell the commission that we actually, in all honesty, actually in the field, not just looking at the plan, like in real life, we have more room here.
Yes, but what I'm saying is these were flagged by somebody in the past who was a soil scientist. No.
That is correct. Yes, they were.
So I'm just saying, unless we were to reflag them, we have to go by what's on this plan, but have the understanding that there may be a little more room than is shown on here.
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I just want to make sure because we have to go by this plan of record unless there was, unless it was reflagged and shown that this was not correct or accurate.
Yep, exactly.
But okay. I just want to clarify that.
To know. Yeah, no, definitely. That's exactly what I was trying to say. So, yeah, these are the flags. As far as we're concerned, this is the wetland line because this is what was delineated by a soil scientist. However, in the field, just know this was a very conservative estimate of the lines, so much so that we even thought that it may be like a 25 or even 50 foot buffer line. But it's regardless, this is.
Mm-hmm. Who is the engineer? Who drew the plan up?
Bushnell.
Bushnell is the one that I believe flagged the wetlands before I purchased the lot. This plan right here was drawn up by CHA. Pete Parent was the engineer.
Could you add a couple dimensions to the plan showing like from wetland flag number 10 to where your edge of your disturbance is? There's no dimensions on this at all.
Yeah, we can certainly add some dimensions to the near points. It's no problem at all.
Is there a dimension from what the nearest area of disturbance to the wetland flags?
Wetland flag to where your silt fence is, wetland flag number 10 and wetland flag number 5 to your silt fence. Yes.
Yeah, just at the closest places, correct, Jim?
Correct. So we have a rough idea how close your work is.
Just for discussion tonight, from wetland 5, that's our closest point. We're 17 and a half feet to the silt fence from that wetland flag.
Could you show that on a plan, please?
Yeah, Absolutely. I just, if you wanted to have some information, I was able to give you the dimension.
5 and 10.
I would say that it's probably more because there's quite a bit of buffer between where the flags were actually mapped and where the wetlands are.
Again, that doesn't matter. So
right,
I don't want to keep
the commission
I don't want to keep talking about that, Alyssa, because we can't go by that. We have to go by what's on this thing unless somebody wants to remap it.
Right, but we can go by that for approval, but we also, the commission deserves to know where the actual wetlands are, because our charge is to protect the wetlands.
Then I'm just making a point that, if again, if there's legal action and you look at this map, it will go by this map, whether somebody is, you know, suing for or suing against. So this is the document of record. I'm not, I have no problem with, if you want, if the applicant wants to remap to show that, I'm fine with that. You know, as long as you have a, you know, soil scientist with the appropriate licensing to do that, I have no problem with that. I'm just saying that, but this is what we've submitted and we can't, you have to go by this plan of record.
Gotcha. Yeah, based on our walk into the land earlier, it seemed like it might be in my best interest to have it remapped. You know, based on what we found, that's kind of, I think, what she's getting at, is that it might be worth remapping it based on where the flags were and what we observed today.
Yeah, I don't want to make extra work for you, but if it looks like it's to your advantage to do so and the money, because right now there's a very small yard around that house too, which is also an issue for people, because they will want to go and make the yard bigger. And if there is actually room for them to do so without getting in trouble at a future date with the commission, then I think it would be good to do so.
Sure.
You know, we could go by this. I don't want to make it sound like there's, you know, you need to do another mapping, but it just sounds like it might be to your advantage to do so.
Yeah, it's worth looking at. I know I have to do, and zoning wanted another A2 survey. They said that there's a couple lot lines in question. So if that forces me to push anything closer, then I'll probably just have to get the wetlands remapped and make sure that if they're any bigger, then I might need to use that space based on different lot lines that might come out during the A2 survey. So
yeah, and it also, you know, it may change some of the financials with it, because you'll have more usable area on the property too, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on what you want to do with it.
All right. So we just need a couple more dimensions on there for you. Was there anything else that you need us to add with this plan?
So we had the dimensions, and then, anything else folks want to see in this? Because I guess before we would be able to rule on this, I think you would want to make up your mind about, do you want to remap the wetlands boundaries or not? or can we do this at a later date? Because let's say that you don't do it and we approve it, and then you do this after the fact, then you would need to come back to us if there was any substantial changes to the layout, because you found out you could do things a little better if the, you know, with the wetlands marked more accurately. Again, I can't answer. I'm just throwing out, you know, some of the considerations.
Yeah. I guess, you know, I wouldn't mind just kind of moving toward approval on this. And like I said, it might change based on the A2 survey, because the zoning said there was lot lines in question, historical lot lines. So I guess it kind of hinges on that. You know, I don't, you know, if there's only a little bit of extra space, I don't necessarily need to make major changes, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, help you understand what might or might not happen. And it's your call with it. You know, we're happy to go with what's here, with the understanding that you have to work within the constraints of where these wetland lines are. Unless you decide, you know, a future date to remap, and then you could come back for us to take a look at that at that point, if it, you know, changes anything substantively.
Sure. All right. Yeah, I guess I'll go over that with Pete, and we'll kind of see if you know, based on what the surveyors say out there, and I guess we'll make a plan going forward with that.
Yeah, and talk through it. Keep a listen in the loop with us, because again, I don't want to make more work for you, and I don't want to make it drag out. I just want to make sure you've considered, you know, everything up front before you go into it.
Right, I appreciate that.
Because there may be some, you know, there may be an advantage to you to have it mapped, you know, remapped, and find out that, geez, you got more room, you can move some things around, people get a bigger yard, and so forth. Again, it's your call. I'm just, you know, throwing the ideas out.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I'll kind of stick with this plan for right now.
Yep.
And, at the time that we do the survey, we might see if there's any extra wiggle room. But like I said, it probably won't drastically change what I'm doing here.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's kind of a smaller residence. It's 1,536 square feet, so it's not a super big.
Yep.
You know, house. So I don't think it'll change too much, but yeah, I guess this is just the beginning. I know it's going to definitely be two more meetings or something before this can be approved. So,
well, as soon as we could approve it, would be at our next meeting in September.
Oh, okay.
So 4 weeks from tonight. So that gives you some time to take a look at it. I just want to make sure that everybody here has any comments. I know Jim said he wanted the those dimensions from wetland flags. You know, 10 and 5 to the area, so, you know, to the silt fence.
Sure.
And then anything else? Do we have silt fence, the erosion controls detailing here? Because I thought that's something we typically ask for, is any details for erosion controls. And if there's a construction sequence and general timing, you know, for doing the work, we like to see that too. And it looks like you have your stockpile location there up at the corner of Hebron and Loomis.
Yes. I believe the silt fence is on here.
Yeah, it is. I think it's
there.
Yes, it's on there.
Details too.
Yep.
I can't see, but is the plan sealed by a professional engineer?
Yes, I believe. Yes.
We haven't submitted a signed and sealed set of plans yet, but we will when we update that based on your comments.
I'm all set.
Yep. David?
Yeah, Diana. Okay.
You know, and again, if you do have any questions, just feel free to reach out to Alyssa, because the student, you know, just so you get all your ducks in a row for the next meeting.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's been very helpful up to now, too. So I'll definitely keep her in the
Yeah, because our goal isn't to make, you know, additional work for you or delay you. It's just to make sure you have the information needed to put on the plan so that this can proceed and, you know, protect the environment, proceed at, you know, as, you know, proceed.
Right. Yep. I like it. Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And thank you for discussing it with us.
Absolutely.
So no further questions from the commission? Just want to make sure.
Mm-mm. Okay.
All right. Guess we can move on to item number 6, our wetland agents report.
So we'll be in contact, Jordan. I'll just let me know what you end up thinking with the when the AG comes in and everything.
Yep. Excellent. Thanks so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I will see you soon. Okay. So, agent report. It's been a relatively quiet month for non-new permits, I guess, because we did have a lot of new permits, as you guys saw, but all of our old ones are pretty much all set. 148 Brandy, ongoing inspections, that's still doing good. 212 Bolton Center, that's still going good. They're going to be finished with work shortly. So 72 Brandy is going well. They should also be finished very soon. So I'll be doing
that. Was the pool equipment and hot tub or whatever?
That was 148 Brandy was the pool, and then 72 Brandy is the outbuilding at the high school.
Oh, yes. I've been looking at that as I go by on my bicycle. That's moving along quite quickly.
Is, yeah, they're definitely full steam ahead on that
It was one
occupation.
day it was nothing there, and then the
And then it
next
was
day I went
everything.
by because they had about 20 or 30 men there to work on it, and then suddenly it was up.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've had some further issues with the drainage
Drainage.
things that have kind of been coming to me. It's essentially disagreements between neighbors that I've been doing my best to sort of figure out. But drain the areas that were impeded with sediment and debris have been removed, so that's
So
positive. So we'll
is
see.
this the one where there was that water backing up from the drainage?
There was two that was happening. So the one that so I guess both have sort of been resolved. So the one on Shady Lane, which was a stream that there was some concern about it being plugged up.
Yes, and that
And
was where you had said it was the owner's responsibility to clear it,
correct.
correct?
Yes, that's correct. And then so I went back at the request of the owner, and I actually walked in the stream to determine any areas because the owners requested that I tell them exactly where to remove debris from. No blockages whatsoever. It was a very well free-flowing stream. There were actually trout in it, so I was treading very lightly so as not to kick up sediment.
Pretty
So
good.
yeah, it was really, really nice. So the owners are aware that in the future, if any blockages become a problem, that it is their responsibility to remove them. But it was a very, very healthy stream. There are now questions about, we think that the root of the issues, we meaning myself and the town sanitarian, because we both evaluated it. We think that it is going to need evaluation from the town engineer because the culvert is quite undersized and past its functioning life, I would say. So I think it needs to be enlarged pretty significantly. It's also not at the correct angle, and it's sort of creating erosion because it doesn't flow the same angle as the stream. It makes the stream kind of go diagonal, and then that creates erosion on one side of the bank. So that's sort of what's happening. So in talks with Public Works to hopefully get that checked out and maybe replaced in the future. So that was one of them. And then another one was on West Street, and that was an issue with, there was a drainage easement placed on a property for one lot to drain over another lot. The second lot that was supposed to remain, free of any blockages within the easement, there was a big berm of, I think it was mainly like grass clippings and like leaf litter that had been placed in the easement, impeding drainage. So I think drainage is still going to be imperfect on the property, but this may relieve some of that.
That will be better without something
Yeah,
piled up in the middle of
exactly. And
it.
regardless, even if it's not affecting it, there still can't be something within the drainage easement. So that got removed promptly. But yeah, all active permits are going well. I did include once again all of our active permits is the very last page of our packet. So the ones in yellow are the ones that actively have work going on right now, and then the ones in blue do not. So, but yeah, everything seems to be going well. Oh,
The only
what
thing
were
I noticed is that nothing seems to be going on at One Notch Road.
Oh, yeah. I still have to check in with him. It's pretty much been
Because
like closed
I don't see
for a
that
period.
on this list.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't really considering it an active permit, but I should be, you're right. Thank you.
Because he hasn't completed work, and it looks like
right.
They did put the nice tracking pad down there, so I don't see anything washing out, even with these heavy rains we've had lately. But it looks like everything's overgrowing, so I don't know. It doesn't look like anything's been done there anytime soon, so it might be good to just to check in to see what he's doing and if there's any stabilization that needs to be done.
Yeah, I have that on my list. I just didn't get to it yet, but I will definitely do that ASAP. And then, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Everything's going well. There was actually today, Jim Rupert, the town administrator, alerted myself and the zoning official to some ground disturbance that had happened, not on a lakeside lot, but sort of near the lake. So it was like probably three lots back from the lake. I know that doesn't mean much, but it was like 300 feet away roughly. So there was a little bit of, it was probably 10 feet wide that the homeowner had disturbed to, I think, sort of clear around a drainage pipe. So we're looking into that with Public Works, making sure what they're doing is okay, because it is within the town right of way. And looking at it from a wetlands perspective, they're going to put in ENS, and that's a zoning issue as well. So the zoning enforcement officer is also requesting some ENS controls be put in. So it's not something that would necessarily be permitted, but it is sort of, so zoning are the ones that technically deal with ENS. It's actually not me unless wetlands are involved.
Yeah.
Just because of its sort of proximity to the lake, I think that was why I was kind of tagged in on it.
Yeah, that's, anything around the lake is a sensitive issue, both environmentally and politically.
Exactly. So I think that was, you know, the latter was sort of more, so that will be taken care of shortly. But yeah, that was just sort of just popped up today. So I went out and looked, but it's a very small area. I'm not particularly concerned, but they do need ENS. Yeah, that's pretty much it for my agent permit.
All right. Then let's go keep going down the list. Number 7.
Okay, so we're still, unfortunately, still waiting on the report from REMA on the state of the... on the delineation that was completed on 37 Notch Road.
So REMA is like George Logan.
Correct, George Logan. Yep, that's George Logan's organization. So we are still waiting on that report.
I think we need to light a fire under him, because this has been quite a while, and it's not acceptable from either the protection of the wetlands or the applicant's interest in this, because this is just getting to the point where it's fall and we don't have anything from him.
Yep, I agree. And I've reached out several times.
I know you have, but I'm just saying, I think it's time that he needs the fear of the Lord put into him, because nothing's happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, he did do the mappings, did have to come back again. And then we've told him, I don't know how many times, what we want, something very simple. Like, this is what I went out. This is the property I looked at. This is, you know, the dates that I did it on. This is what I did. These are the methods that I use. And here are some of the other things that I noticed. And it's all like one page, maybe two, and he's covered most of the topics and is back and forth in his emails with you, so he can do a cut and paste with it. So it's completely unacceptable. So you and I will talk, and we'll see what we can do to twist his arms, whether it means we have to have the town attorney write a letter, whether Jim Rupert sends him something or whatever. It's just taking way too long, especially given the this has been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drive by, I don't see anything different. When I drive by, there's still a large amount of wood being brought in. There's still stuff being, processed on site. It's continuous. So the cease and correct in and of itself is not accomplishing what was intended, and without supporting information, we can't do anything, additional. Working with the property owner or the tenant. So we'll talk, we'll see what we can do, because we just need to wrap this up and come up with a plan for moving forward, because right now all we're doing is the status quo, which is not what we want to have continue.
Had I already gone and put George Logan's flags on a map at the last meeting? I can't remember if I updated you all on that.
I know you told me you had, because I wasn't able to go to the time you and George were out there doing the last of the mapping, because you went and did the flags you already did. I think you said you followed him around and got the other flags that he was doing while.
No, he wasn't there. George wasn't there.
Oh, I
He
thought you were
was. Oh,
with
I
George.
have something else for my agent report. Can I
Yeah.
put that because we're in other?
Sure.
Okay, it's about 65 Shoddy Mill. It's going really, really well, and we're gonna be planting the rest of the woody stuff, the shrubs, at the week of September 8th. So that's gonna be going on then. So just an update on that. That's all. But
Okay.
yeah, and I just for the rest of the commission, I went out and had a little GPS unit and put all of the flags that George had flagged
Then this is back to
onto
37.
correct.
Not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm all over the
Just want to
place.
make sure people are following, because
Yes.
George was also involved with Scotty Mill as
Yes.
well. And so I just
Thank
want to make
you.
sure which one we move back to.
Yeah, thank you for keeping me straight. So, yeah, back to 37. I had gone and flagged, or I'm sorry, I had gone and placed all of George Logan's flags onto a two scale map, and I have that ready to go pretty much. So
Okay.
that's all set. And then, yeah, for wetlands regs updates, we are still just waiting to get on the selectmen's agenda. I heard word that maybe we could go in like the middle of September. I think it was maybe the 17th. I can't remember
Yeah, their
exactly.
regular meeting is next week on Tuesday, and I know they're supposed to be talking about what to do after all these budget referenda, so I doubt they want to talk at that meeting. So they'll probably put us on one of their special meetings that they do for accounts payable or something. And we
Yeah,
shouldn't
so we're
need to
still
take more
just
than
waiting.
10, 10 minutes of their time tops, if that much.
Yeah, just to get the fee schedule.
Oh, did
That's
you
what
get
it's
that
all
little
about.
brochure printed and st stuck out there and
Not yet. So I actually at my main job, this has sort of become a much bigger thing than it originally was. So this was just supposed to be kind of a thing for this commission and for Bolton, but it has turned out because I work in about 30 other towns at my main job, and a lot of those towns also want the brochure, so I sort of ended up making kind of like a stock brochure that towns could use with that same information and put their own like contact info in it. So it sort of became this much, much bigger thing, and I have a lot of people consulting on it, including like it's been shown to CT Deep, it's been shown to Kakiwik. It's like a lot of people kind of have their hands in the pot, so
so I
we're
would
just.
say, how about the one that we all liked and approved, you go and put out in the town hall, and then this next one is phase two, and that goes out whenever you get
It's
done.
this one's done. So it is done now. It just got done like last week, which is why I haven't put it out yet. But I did work with a really talented ecologist last week to sort of finalize everything. So it's all done.
The only thing I would ask is when you decide to do something like that, you let us know, because last thing you had left us with was that it was done and it was going to be out. And
Well,
then
do you guys want to
now,
see the new one? for the.
Yeah, why don't you show us the new one? Because again, I was thinking the other one should have been out there by now, and then you could have done this later and, you know, replace.
Yeah, but we were supposed to get approval from the selectmen before we put something out to the town. Which is why I was waiting for that. But so it's essentially the same information. It's just a format change and a bit of clarification. So one of the people I was consulting with had let me know that, or had helped me, I guess, realize that originally the it was a trifold brochure, and the whole middle of the, like the whole, if you unfold it, the whole inside was all species. But since species don't technically have any bearing on wetlands in Connecticut, since it's just soil, I decided to sort of change things up and not make the species the main focus, but sort of put those on the back here. It's still the same thing. It's just, I wanted to focus more on this, which is the information that the average resident needs. So it is the original information that was shown to you guys, just a bit of clarification and a bit more pertinent to the average homeowner. So under when to contact the wetlands agent, where it says X feet, that's just because this is a stock one for any town to use. Obviously in Bolton, I would put 100.
Where is that?
It's right here. When to contact the wetlands agent.
Oh,
when
X
you plan
feet.
To do any work within X feet. Feet. So yeah, of course I would change that. But yeah, so this page here is the inside of the brochure. So this is what they would see when they open it, which I think makes a lot more sense than having the species there, because the average person can't identify species anyway. And a lot of these species can occur not in wetlands. So I didn't want that to be the focus.
So is this a two, is this a still a trifold, or is this two pages? Because it looks
just
like I see
pages.
Fold marks still.
Yeah, those go away. That's just because I use the same template as before, but the little dotted lines go away when you download the brochure. So those essentially don't exist.
No,
but
what I'm saying is
printed.
This is not going to be a trifold. This is going to just be folded
Correct.
In half.
It's a bifold. Yeah, it's just
a bifold.
Sort of, yeah, this is going to be the front. These species are going to be on the back. And then this is all in the middle when you open it. Mm-hmm. So the fold would be right down this way.
So it's 8.5 by 11 folded in half, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, landscape. So yeah, like I said, this is the same information that you guys received. It's basically just a format change and some additional clarification and things that I thought the average homeowner might care about. Like I added the point about clean drinking water, because a lot of people here are on well. So that's something I think that wasn't there before, but it's the same brochure. It's just,
yeah.
I think, a bit better for our residents in Bolton and in a lot of other towns, apparently, because everyone wants it.
Very nice, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
I would like to hear what you guys think, but I definitely think the species being on the back makes more sense, just for, because, you know, we're really soil based. So
nice.
This is sort of a helper for people, but shouldn't be the main focus, which I think this is super helpful, because it shows in every season what wetlands can look like. I think people can recognize this a lot better than they can these species. So,
and if
yeah,
you really,
of course, these are
you
still
really
important.
Want to make a challenge, you show them a completely dry floodplain.
Right, exactly. Yep.
That you would never think gets wet.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I was like, huh, I wonder. I mean, I guess maybe this. close enough, but
Sorry, vernal pool in the middle of summer.
I know. Right? Woods, basically. But yeah, so happy to hear any more comments anyone has, but
yeah, if you sell this to Massachusetts, they'll want you to put the plants in the middle.
Exactly. Yeah. But they have functioning wetland laws, so they don't need it anyway. But but yeah, so this is what's gonna end up going out. I think this is a lot better. And yeah, this will be in other towns as well. So
cool.
Very nice. Great job.
So now we have a celebrity wetlands agent.
Yeah. Far from it. Just yeah, I was surprised. It was actually Rod Parley of Bolton Conservation Commission. He showed it. He's on Kakiwik's board. So he showed it to Kakiwik. There was somebody from deep there that apparently really liked it. So it's sort of become much bigger than its britches, if you will, because this was supposed to just be our little brochure for the town. But yeah, so yeah.
Just make sure you somehow hide your name and something on there so folks will know what the little Easter egg or something on there where your name is.
I did actually. It's it's just very tiny. I put it right here under the town seal, right above the contact us information.
Oh, I was thinking to work it into like the tree bark or something.
Oh, that's brilliant. I should do that. I should. Or like write it in green back here in the skunk cabbage. But yeah, so that should be all for me. But if anyone has questions, just let me know. I can send that out too if people want a closer look at it.
I think that would be nice if you could send it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because it's a really nice job.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, actually, I guess I do have one more thing. One person in the many people that have given comments on it mentioned that maybe I should make the same brochure in sort of a poster format to put in the office and maybe like post in the town hall. So I may do that as well.
Yeah, because it wouldn't certainly enlarge well.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Particularly that inside section.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, maybe I'll put like the species around it or I'll do something cool, but yeah, so I'll do that.
Because they do have 11, you can get some 11 by 17 paper in the office there.
Yeah.
And blow it up to that.
Perfect. All right, I will do that. Okay, I think that's actually all for me. I think all my little things I remembered are finally out.
Okay. Then I guess the last thing on our agenda is adjournment. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A second.
I think Jim beat you to it. He was waving before.
That's okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passed unanimously. So thank you, everyone, and we'll do this again next month.
Okay.
Mary is back, so we have to say hello and goodbye to Mary.
Hi, Mary. Bye, Mary.
Hopefully you had a nice trip.
I did. It was very nice.
You were
so
in Europe?
So it's good to come home.
You were in Europe?
Yeah, we were over in Europe, yeah. Fun to visit, but it's good to be home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be home.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stay.
Bye.
Bye.